Shalom, אנחנו לומדים.
Hello, we are reading the Peace article by Baal HaSulam. We are from the headline, A Wheel of Transformation of Form, continuing from the line, Thus One Must Wonder. It's in the paragraph that starts from, And Now We Come to Clarify.
Yes, go ahead. We are continuing.
Thus one must wonder, who would compel humanity to engage in his work until they finally come to this exalted end? Now the paragraph starting by Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva tells us about this. All is in deposit. This means that everything that the Creator had placed in creation and given to people, He did not give to them recklessly, but secured Himself with collateral. And should you wonder what collateral He was given, He responds to this by saying, And a net is spread over all of life. This means that the Creator has cleverly devised a wonderful net and spread it all over humanity, so that no one will escape. All the living beings must be caught there in that net and necessarily accept his work until they attain their sublime goal. This is the collateral by which the Creator secured himself that no harm would come to the work of creation. Afterward, he interprets it in detail and says the store is open. This means that this world seems to us like an open shop without an owner, and anyone who passes through may receive abundantly as much as one wishes, free of any charge. However, Rabbi Akiva warns us that the shopkeeper is selling by deferred payment. In other words, although you cannot see any shopkeeper here, know that there is a shopkeeper. And the reason that he is not demanding payment is because he sells it to you by deferred payment. And you should say, how does he know my debt? To this he replies, the book is open and the hand writes. Meaning that there is a general book in which each act is written without losing even one. And the aim surrounds the law of development that the Creator has imprinted in humanity, which promotes us ever forward. This means that the corrupt conducts in the states of humanity are the very ones that generate the good states. And each good state is nothing but the fruit of the work in the bad state that preceded it.
Meaning we cannot achieve any correction if we don't perceive the corruption and try to rise above it, correct it, feel that we are incapable of on our own, turn to the Creator, and then the Creator corrects. In small corruptions, we don't need to turn to the Creator. We can't yet. We're not yet in such development that we turn to Him, but rather it's even sufficient for us just to suffer, and the suffering itself corrects. However, meaning it directs us to the correct things. But in spiritual development, when we're already in spiritual development, it's insufficient for us. We don't need to suffer. We just need to recognize that the Creator is not with us, how much we are not aimed at Him, and therefore the recognition of the Creator is required, and thus we advance. Kiev 1.
прав. А что значит, что Творец исправляет вот в результате нашей молитвы?
What does it mean that the Creator corrects as a result of our prayer?
All in all, he shines a bit more with his light. And then we see the world differently. And then we can connect between us, and thus we advance to good. All the states that we need to advance, they're already ahead of us. We're just not seeing them. And therefore, by him shining on us, that unlocks another stage and another stage for us, and that's how we advance.
А вот то, что Бар-Сулам здесь пишет в отрывке, что Творец в долг дает.
What Бар-Сулам is writing here is that the Creator lends.
Человек ощущает.
So he lends all the pleasures that a person feels.
What does it matter to us? That's there's details here that have to do with our interconnection and connection with family and a thousand different things. I can't tell you. It also doesn't matter to me what he gives and what he doesn't give. What matters to me is how do I aim the states that I'm in towards the Creator, towards the final correction.
That's exactly the question. I mean, to aim myself to bestow to the Creator, to pay that loan, so it's on everything that's revealed to a person, everything invited from the Creator?
Basically, yes. But mostly what I need is solving all the problems through connection between people. And also, connection doesn't need to be with everyone, but only in the 10. Bulgaria 1.
А эти неисправности, которые раскрываются перед нами в десятке и вне десятки.
Those corruptions that are revealed in the ten and outside the ten.
Сказали вы, маленькие, не надо просить.
Small, big.
Страдания.
You said the small ones. You just need to suffer and not ask for it to be corrected by suffering. What corruptions are we speaking about? What is Bala Sulam talking about?
Main thing are those problems that appear in connection between people, connection between the friends in the ten, because the ten is essentially the model of the whole of humanity. If inside my ten I try to bring everyone towards connection, then through my ten I bring about the same form in the whole of humanity. Now, it's not that I'm going to see exactly one opposite the other, how we organize ourselves and the whole of humanity gets organized, but certainly this is how we nevertheless influence the forces of nature.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Bulgaria.
Yes, Bulgaria.
How can we determine if it's a small or large corruption?
That's not something we can understand right now. It's only when we're already in the systems of how much I'm working with the will to receive of the group and connection with screen and coarseness, then I can really tell where we are based on the degrees that we attain.
Tel Aviv 4.
Bala Sulam writes that the store is open and the shopkeeper isn't there and a person doesn't take whatever he wants, but he doesn't pay. But in this world, a person pays for every pleasure, even a heavy price.
I don't understand your question.
So what does he mean that the store is open and we just take?
And in spirit, no. Of course, in our world and in spirituality, you're going to have to pay. But it seems to you that everything's open and you can take the whole world that's in front of you. It seems to you that way. But each and everything you must pay for, both in this world, even though, I don't know, let's say everything is open to you, the whole world, there's no one there, and you're like a kid in a candy store, there's no one there and you can take whatever you want. So there is no such thing in reality. No one has anything of that sort. No animal, no nothing, no one. It's all one single system. And everything is nevertheless paid for because it's a single closed system that brings itself this way to the final correction. But it appears to the person as if everything exists in just a way that, why will I not take? Why should I not just take? And that's the whole issue. That's where the wisdom of Kabbalah comes and explains that there is no such thing at all. Nothing is given for free. Everything needs to be paid for. The general payment, ultimately, you will know that it is by restriction, screen, and reflected light over the person's will to receive. And then he comes to a state where he transcends the laws of nature by the force of bestowal that he acquires. And then, this way, he arrives at the degree of the Creator. And then he has everything for free. Why free? Because you have restriction, screen, over all of your coarseness, the will to receive, and then you only want to give. And there's no limitation over that. This is called, I saw an opposite world, an upside down world. In the spiritual world, you are free. PT
19. Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Baal HaSulam says that every good state is a result of the previous bad state. On the other hand, you say that we don't need to suffer in this process. So how can you explain this, that without the blows you can't advance?
If we understood how the laws of the world arrange us and we would keep them, then we wouldn't suffer. We would not suffer. Our whole effort in our life is to know the laws of the world and carry them out, keep them to not suffer, and even take advantage of them to our benefit. That's how we develop science and everything that we build. It's only to take advantage of the laws of nature to our advantage. That's it.
But if I'm not doing bad to anybody, why should I get blows? I don't get it.
Even if you don't do anything, you'll do harm to everyone because you're not participating in the system that you are still a small component in.
What does it mean not to do bad to the friends and participate? What do you mean?
The thing is that between yourselves, you're building a society that wants to resemble the Creator, and only in such a way, based on the law of equivalence of form, you then discover in your society the upper light, the upper bestowal.
So what you're saying, that even if you don't come to the morning lessons and the Zoom, so you're not doing your work and you're bringing trouble to yourself?
Of course.
Why of course?
Because you're not in the final correction where you're already interconnected with everyone and carrying out the law of Arvut, you're not there.
So let me understand. If I don't come to the lesson, I'm pulling trouble on myself?
Of course.
There's people that don't know it.
People don't know because people are not obligated to do that. That depends on each and everyone's development. We are all in on different levels. If I don't carry out something, that depends on who I am. Did my soul already reach a state where it has to take care of its correction through connection with other souls, or not yet? Maybe it's still maturing, ripening in itself in some state. That depends on the latter. Where is my soul? On it.
So you're right. You said in the beginning of the lesson that the more we advance, the less we suffer. And now it clothes correctly. If you participate in the lesson, you come to the Zoom, events of BB. So actually, we're lowering the suffering from ourselves.
Right.
Okay,
that's
thank
right.
you.
Turkey 1.
Good, so suffer less. Turkey 1.
Tengra, my friend is asking, are we going to pay with the right connection that we will build between us for the deferred payment? Can you explain it more?
What happened?
Again?
Say it again.
Are we going to pay with the right connection that we will build between us for the deferred payment? Can you explain it more?
That's right. In the connection between us, we have to rise above our egoistic personal will to receive of each and every one and rise above the mutual rejection between us. That's two. And do that, that's the main thing, do it for the sake of making room for the Creator to be revealed and fulfill, right, in order to bring Him contentment. If we follow these actions, by that we are truly paying for our good state of correction in a complete and correct way.
Belarus.
Он очень наглядный. Вот скажите, с одной стороны, если мы делаем сокращение экрана на отражённый свет, тогда всё бесплатно.
On one hand, if we build a screen and reflected light, so everything's free. Meaning I take the minimum of what I need. On the other hand, the more actions.
I don't know what you're saying. What do you mean that you're buying and by that you're? I know just one thing. There's a will to receive. If I bring to that will to receive a correction so that I use it only in order to bestow to the host, right? Then, to the extent that my will to receive receives, it will not be reception, it will be bestowal. It's not that I buy something in the shop and I then receive something and pay with money. It's a little bit different. Just understand that my intention is not to receive and fulfill myself, although I'm paying, just like in the shop in our world. My intention is to give to the host. And the fact that I receive is also receiving in order, because otherwise I can't give to him. If I don't receive from him, then how will I give to him? He won't feel that I'm giving him because his pleasure is when I receive. My pleasure is that I give.
Beseder. Ну, Нив.
Раб,
okay.
Мы Нив. Можем вообще, теоретически, да, мы можем вообще ничего не брать, или это невозможно?
Theoretically, can we just not take anything?
If you don't take anything, then how will you bring him pleasure? You have to give him pleasure. His pleasure is that you receive.
Ala.
Next.
We are in the middle of the paragraph. This means the middle line. Indeed, these values of good and bad do not refer to the value of the state itself, but to the general purpose. each state that brings humanity closer to the goal is considered good, and one that deflects them from the goal is considered bad. By this standard alone, the law of development built the corruption and the wickedness that appear in a state are considered the cause and the generator of the good state, so that each state lasts just long enough to grow the evil in it to such an extent that the public can no longer bear it. At that time, the public must unite against it, destroy it, and recognize in a better state of the correction of that generation. In a new state, too, lasts just as long as the sparks of evil ripen and reach such level that they can no longer be tolerated, at which time it must be destroyed and a more comfortable state is built instead. And so the states clear up one by one and degree by degree until they come to such a corrected state that there will be good without any sparks of evil. You find that all the seeds from which the good states grow are only the corrupted deeds themselves, meaning that all the exposed evils,
meaning we can't come to anything good if the bad doesn't appear first, and we can actually feel it. It's not that there is a commandment to suffer. It's not that we have to feel all of the bad in a way that it is revealed in full intensity and extent. But to some extent, we do have to feel the state as bad. And then just a sting could be enough. It's like a wise person who sees just a hint and that's enough for him. He already moves away from that state. And for a fool, you can beat him up and then still he doesn't get it. That's how we are. And so the wiser we get, the more we learn, the more we can identify these things very fast in our life and advance towards good. Next.
Meaning that all the exposed evils that come from under the hands of the wicked in the generation join and accumulate to a great sum until they weigh so heavily that the public can no longer bear them. Then they rise and ruin it and build and create a more desirable state. Thus you see that each wickedness becomes a condition for the driving force by which the good state is developed. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. The book is open and the hand writes. Any state that the generation is in is like a book, and all the evildoers are as writing hands, because each evil is carved and written in the book until they accumulate to an amount that the public can no longer bear. At that time, they ruin that bad state and rearrange into a more desirable state.
Wait. What are we doing now? Moscow 1.
Да, да, спасибо, Раф, только зажглось. В итоге мы должны вот построить вот это вот такое место. В итоге потому что построить.
Eventually we have to build a state that is stable to reach some stable place where there'll be equivalence, where we can show or reach equivalence of qualities with the giver and give him contentment.
Certainly, until we have the opportunity to build this state, we have to continue and incarnate until we do. Yeah. Yes, Niv?
So the calculation is general? There's no private calculation?
There is a calculation for each and every one, for each and everything, if it's with regards to our 10. But if it's an individual person, he just has a state where he flows with the general current, even though each and every one does have his own unique point.
A person that wants to be wise and understands that the evil deeds are forcing him to change himself. So he needs to go, he has to wait for some general calculation to come for him to change, or can he just understand it from his evil states?
From his bad states, he can't understand much, because the whole process is in connecting himself to the public, and from the public he understands what he needs to do. How can an individual person in this world understand something that has to do with the essence of creation itself, if it all has to be realized in a great whole?
So if you can summarize the picture, how does the decision take place towards the individual or the collective?
You will wait for the end of the article.
Because he says that the writing hands is all the evil that accumulates to a sum that the public cannot remain in. Meaning, even if an individual came to horrible suffering from his ego and he understands it's not worth using his ego, so it won't help him.
Won't help him. Will not help him, of course. That's why this state is what we call the final correction, which is general for the whole of humanity.
And what is it that you said before, that in the tens we do have a...
Because in the ten we determine laws and relationships similar to all of humanity in the final correction. We can't achieve that in actual practice, but to some extent between us, when we're discovering that in a spiritual form, that's possible. And in the final correction, everyone attains it, both in actions of connection, including in a corporeal level.
So we in the 10 can reach some kind of agreement that this calculation happens quickly before everybody?
What are we doing it for? In order to achieve corrections right now, in our time, in our state, and thus show the whole world that it's possible. But in the final correction, this whole world rises to a spiritual degree. We begin to feel through this world the spiritual laws, because everyone comes to a state, I'm talking about human beings in this world, coming to a state where they are willing to be in mutual bestowal. And then it turns out that that's how they're willing to coexist. Okay, Carmiel.
Thank you, Rav. What changes between every round when the book gets filled?
Everything is moved to a new account.
But what is one incarnation differing from the other?
You mean between incarnations?
Yes.
The times, the conditions are changing. The conditions are changing. Meaning it's the same states where individual Kabbalists exist or groups of Kabbalists, they change. Look at how the situation in our time today is different from Kabbalists who lived 100 or 200 or 1,000 or 2,000 years ago, and so forth. Very different times. With regards to the people who want to attain the upper force, it's a very different state.
And the rest of humanity?
The rest of humanity doesn't understand where it is because they don't measure themselves towards the final correction. They measure themselves towards what they got in their pocket or not. That's it. How to bring joy to their beastly desires, and that's how they measure themselves. Okay.
Thank you.
No pitiation.
All right, PT9.
The process he's describing of developing through states that become unbearable and then you go to the next state, that's also all of humanity?
Yes, of course. That's how it is in a small scale, so to speak. But that's how all of humanity advances. Otherwise, what are the changes you see in human beings, even in their personal lives? Yes, what?
But in this way to understand humanity's developed from different...
Only by the blows. Yes.
So now we see that there's suffering and there is an accumulation of suffering. So what's the next state that humanity has to reach? Nagmar Tikkun, the next state.
That it will come to a state where it decides that we cannot continue to move forward this way, to live this way. We have to change something. And then bit by bit, from the troubles that will increase, they'll understand that we must change relationships between people. Without that, we will continue to suffer. Because we're in such a stage where we have everything. We can do everything from nothing to infinity. We can ruin everything or turn this place to heaven and earth. We really can. The only problem is relationship between people. And so then we have to just move ourselves away from all of our technology and science and culture and everything and just focus on changing the relationship between people, the connection between people. If we do that, then our whole life will change and we'll use all of the natural resources and the science and technology and everything we have for the benefit of people. That's what we're lacking, just taking care of the people. And then, according to that inclination, they'll come closer to us, closer to the Kabbalists, and they'll understand what we're talking about, that we really do have to bring people together, closer to being as one man in one heart, to work as much as possible on connection between people. And how to do it? By the tens, by the method that we're using, by connecting to each other in the correct way, we can use the positive force that lies in nature. Because when we're separated from each other, we perceive only the negative force in nature. And the positive appears only on the condition that we recognize the negativity between us. And then it turns out that we are in a transition phase and humanity still needs to suffer. Bala Sulam says, even third or fourth world war, that we are in such states to recognize the evil and that there's no choice but to achieve connection. And how to do that? Then they'll see that we're talking about that point.
Oh, there's 8 billion people. When you say this expression that humanity needs to decide, what do you mean? It's a quantity? Is it like a critical mass?
It's a spirit that everyone can more or less recognize that this is about the correction of human relationships. And because we're going through such states called world wars, that we're in conflict with each other, then we can also see that everything depends on connection and mutual complementation of each other. That's it. Okay, friends, thank you. And we will leave this article right now and move to tests. Niv?
Let's go.